Welcome back to Two Nigerian Women. My name is Ibukun.
Welcome back, everyone. My name is Abidemi. Welcome to today's episode.
Thank you for joining us. We're hoping you're having a good day, whatever day you're listening to us on. And we hope you also subscribe, encourage us in this work we're doing. We are just two friends chatting, and you get an insight into how we discuss different topics. So I have my lovely Sissy here, and we've decided today to talk about contraception. It used to be a taboo subject. Thankfully, in this day and age, it isn't. But let us provide context. We will, as women of integrity and Christian women, only talk about it in the shape of marriage. We're not talking about it outside of whatever anyone else out there is doing. And please hear me well. I'm not condemning you, but I am not talking about anything that's outside of marriage. Neither is Sissy. So we're talking about contraception in terms of marriage. Okay, why did we decide to talk about this? We as a world have lived through COVID, and there are quite a number of babies who have just turned one or even two because they're COVID babies. And they are born to parents in their 40s, which is what we're in right now, myself and Sissy. Yeah. So we're like, It's made us consider where we were at in terms of what we want to do. So our generation is the two children generation. There are, of course, exceptions to the rule, who have more than two children. But majority of people in our generation, and if you will, myself and Cecilia are on the verge of millennials, on the verge, just the verge of millennials, have just two children. And my shop is closed. Cici, is yours closed too?
Closed, yes. We're just looking for money now, making money. That's all.
That's all you're looking for. The point is, if yourself and your spouse decide not to have any more children, what are you doing intentionally? Because we came across some interesting information. And, you know, this is stuff we joke about on our friendship WhatsApp groups. And it's quite interesting because our story is different, and I'm sure yours listening in is different as well from others. But you need to be intentional about contraception in marriage as well. There are many forms of contraception. And if you're in the UK, you can go to the NHS website. It would advise you appropriately. So we're being responsible here by saying whatever we're talking about here today is just myself and my friend talking, but you can seek the right medical advice on what you can do. There's IUS, there's IUD, there are contraceptive pills, there are injections, there's a whole host of things. So consult the website of your medical regulatory body, whatever country you're listening to see what options best suit you. For both of us are women here. So Sissy, I am sure in your walk, you've come across the contraceptive pill and others. Do you want to share what you've come across?
Well, I just find that I will speak from a Nigerian point of view. A lot of Nigerians, I don't want to use the word closed-minded, but they feel that responsibility lies on the woman a lot of the times. Maybe the male folk in our generation and under are more open-minded and understanding. But older folk, they feel it's the woman's responsibility. And it really, and also the mothers as well. Like if you have a granny or grandmother, they just feel it's wrong. It's your responsibility. But also, I just feel it should be a shared responsibility. Just like having children is shared, then taking care of preventing an unwanted pregnancy when you don't need to have one or you're done having children should be the responsibility of the male and the female. I have a very good friend that had a lot of side effects from using all the other contraceptives that were available, and her husband decided to go in and get sterilized. And you have a lot of people, a lot of young men that are beginning to do that. Non-Nigerian, some Nigerians, but are more open to the idea of sharing and taking on this responsibility. Like this friend of mine, her husband told her, so what she was relaying to me was that if she could go through what she was going through, having kids, which all the pregnancies were not easy for her, he can as well take some of the responsibility and making sure that preventing pregnancy is his role, and he has to take that on board because he's seen what his wife has been through, which is a very, I think it's a very kind thing to do. It shouldn't be, but because of our culture, it's something that when we hear men that are actually taking that responsibility, we should applaud them and be proud of them. Having said that, a lot of them are actually very guarded about it because they feel if they mention it to their peers, they will be mocked. So you have those ones that have done it, but they're very secretive about it. So you don't have a lot of people coming out openly to own it with their full chest that this is what I did. I am proud by my decision. I stand by my decision and I have no regret whatsoever. I can't wait to get to the point where we have men that will come out openly and say and then speak on these topics without minding if they get mocked for it. I think if we have all these kind of open conversations, it's a good place to start. And it's a good place also for the women to feel, because a lot of people, sorry, I know I just cut the sentence off. A lot of people feel that love is only, you know, in your actions or you saying it. Love is so many things, encompassing one thing, being kind, being thoughtful, being having some form of empathy. All these go a long way. And this should signify that this your whoever you are with, your husband, is appreciates you, loves you, cares about you, and doesn't want you to go through the stress of what you have gone through having children. Notwithstanding, I'm not disabused because there are a lot of men that just because they don't do this doesn't mean they don't love their wives. Fine, that's okay. That's fine by you. But I'm just talking based on a man taking that responsibility and doing it and not feeling shy about it. Because you also have some people that feel it's almost like a taboo to take that responsibility. It's never, because if you look at it, it's male contraceptive hasn't been something that's been out there. It's always female. And even when they have male, they've not been a lot of trials done. So it's very, there's little information on it. But we're in the age that things are evolving, a lot of more methods coming out. So a lot more people are open to these ideas that are out there. And I can't wait. And I pray for the day that we have a lot of our African, I'm speaking from Nigerian men that are bold to take those decisions, stand by it, and are not shy about it. I think it would be a good thing if also at some point in our podcast, we have a man that has done it and is very proud of it and will speak on it. I think it's a very good idea. What?
Comfortable. I don't think proud is the word. Comfortable.
Yeah. Very comfortable. Haven't done that and is not shy about it. But yes, I am all for it because when it comes to marriage, the responsibility of two individuals that love themselves, willing to make sacrifices and meeting in the middle. You bring 100, I bring 100. It's not a bad thing and there is nothing taboo-ish about that. Yes, more people are not speaking on it, but a lot more people are open to it. But I think we need to have these conversations as often as possible. Also, for the younger generation coming behind to see, to learn, and to understand, I think it's very, very important. That's my take.
It is. But okay, so let's tell the audience that are listening in, and it's myself and Sissy talking here. But we actually want to pay attention to male contraception. And I know it's two women talking about male contraception, but we have husbands. And we've had to obviously take a decision jointly as a couple on what happens. And yes, we can share our personal stories and whatnot, but this is not about us. This is about hopefully the state of the world. And I don't think it's just in Nigerian culture. There are a lot of cultures that this is not easily discussed. I think it's more to do with male pride as opposed to culture, whatever culture you're born in, because it's really weird. We as women, I think I can talk about this because I am one, a woman. We as women have been conditioned, like you said, it's our responsibility. So we have a whole host of options. With a man, it's you either use a condom or you use the word sterilize. I prefer snip. I think it's a softer.
I didn't say sterilize, did I?
Yes, you did, my darling. It was, yeah. I was like, no.
A snip. I apologize.
You know, but Sissy, but that's how people look at it, because they see now that you have the snip, you can never have children. But SNPs are actually reversible. It's difficult, but they are reversible. But that's another thing for another day.
Because there's that family on TV that have 20 something kids. They had the man had it after 10 children, and he went back and reversed it, and he had 12 more. So no,
it is reversible. So in terms of understanding what your options are, once again, talk to a health practitioner and things like that. But let's talk about male pride, because you said it's kind for the man to offer to take on the responsibility for finding a contraceptive for himself and his wife by having the SNP. Now, it sounds really weird. I don't think it's kind. It's the right thing to do, especially if the woman has suffered significant side effects as a result of doing something that is to both of your benefit. It's kind. It's kind, but it's the right thing to do. So let me put it in context. So we have this friend where she had a Mirena coil, which is a device fitted. This thing fell out twice, all in the effort of, you know, contraception, because her husband and her had agreed they were not going to have any more children. Now, in each of the falling out, it was excruciating pain, as explained, almost like she couldn't get out of bed for 2 days, and she didn't know what it was until the thing eventually came out and she felt relief. That was what had happened in her situation. So after the first time, it was like, oh, maybe they didn't fit it properly. Because this is another thing, unfortunately, medical practitioners are not too intentional about when they're fitting certain things, or female contraceptive. It's whether or not it suits the patient. It's not one size fits all, literally. So they did not realize that her cervix could not handle a Mirena coil. And they did it again. Can you imagine? Thinking, it's because they didn't do it properly. When that thing decided to come out a second time, she was like, I've had enough. If you want to come and meet me in the other room, you have to sort yourself out. Because this is not happening. They oomed and ahed about it. Oh, so maybe we should then use condoms. Maybe we should then do this. Maybe we should then do that. At the end of the day, it was, if you want to enjoy the other room, you are going to have to get the SNP, is what the wife told the husband. So this is where male pride comes in, which is why I think it was male pride. It was along the lines of, that means I can't have children anymore. I was like, no, it's reversible. Yeah, but that means I have to. So it then became I have to go through the procedure to get that reversed. It's going to be painful. It's going to be this. It's going to be that. Well, what should we do? Anyways, he eventually decided to go and get the SNP. And it's after, because from what we know of it, you know, having friends that have done it, it takes about 2 weeks to recover. And they advise you to come back to check that you have no viable sperm that can still come out and things like that. So it's not a crazy procedure if you have the right practitioner. But we've also heard horror stories, obviously, of people who went had the SNP and got it wrong. Do you want to share that horror story? Yeah, it's sad.
Yes, I have another friend that the husband went to get a SNP. And it went wrong. They said it happens in one in 20, sometimes one in 100, I think. And the doctor snipped a blood vessel. So he had to end up in A&E and had to basically wear diapers and stuff. I think for 4 days before he now became, like, the swelling and everything now went down. But yes, so it does happen, but those cases are very, very extremely rare.
With any procedure, there is always a risk, right?
Yes.
Even going to get your tooth extracted. In fact, that one is
a certain dental procedure, because it's still quite scary for people.
Yeah. And it's difficult. Well, this is not an easy topic. And yes, we're talking about it as friends, but All in all, what we need to fully understand and appreciate here is the fact that it's a decision that needs to be made between the couple. What is the best plan for you? And the reason why I'm even talking about it is because obviously there's a consequence for activities in the other room, babies. And understanding, if you're not intentional about the contraception, there will be a problem. There will be a very good bundle of joy greeting you in 9 months. And there's nothing you can do about it because you can't return to sender. Once baby is there, and I know, actually, this brings on to another delicate topic, abortion in marriages. This is not pro-choice, pro-life. The point is, you are in a marriage, not a situationship, not a casual, comme ci, comme ça, as you wish kind of situation. What we need to understand here is, this is a life you have conceived. And the only reason you might even be considering abortion is because it could be one of many things, actually. But the point is, you have decided not to be what's the right way to put this? You have decided not to be in the relationship anymore, and it was an oops moment between yourselves, right? And it's a sad situation, but we've heard of situations that it's an oops moment, fine. But this child has been conceived, and you would hear from this narrative, you should maintain a life. You created the life, especially if you're in a marriage, not in a situation where it's been forced on you, right?
Yeah.
It's not been forced on you. So my thing is, why would you have an abortion when both of you decided to engage in activities in the other room? And it's really sad because some people actually use that as their form of contraception because they do not want to hurt the male pride, and the female contraception is not working for them. And as a result, they now have a child that they've aborted. And it's not just in our generation. It's been through time, unfortunately, where in marriages abortions have happened. But what do you think about that, Sissy? What do you think?
It just makes me so uncomfortable, and it's not something that I like to talk about because I just feel what you can't create, you shouldn't destroy, and that is me speaking from my own point of view. No matter how his window dressed or made to seem, it's not okay. But there are some couples that do it, have done it, are doing it because they see no other way out. It doesn't make it right. It just makes me so uncomfortable. But we're not judging anyone, but it's very difficult because people that want to be judged will feel judged even if we don't say much. So I don't like the idea. It's very uncomfortable. And then when you think about the process, it's actually very painful. So painful to think about and dwell on. So because of that, I just don't like to. There's no how you can window dress it or make it look okay that it's going to be okay. It's not. That's my own take.
Because we're talking about it in the context of marriage. You intentionally engaged. Like I said, I'm not talking about a forceful situation because there will be people in the comments, what if this happened and so on. I'm not saying it was forced upon the woman or even the man, because we do know of women who get pregnant intentionally to try and keep a man in the marriage because they have trouble.
Keep a relationship.
Exactly. So in that sense, understanding where you both sit with contraception is actually a very serious topic. You don't just assume, she's not ovulating or I'm not ovulating and therefore I should be fine. I still remember a very young age talking to my doctor about contraception, and the way she said it was really funny. And you need to bear in mind, this is the UK, so we're quite polite here. right? She said, if you put a kettle on, like you switch a kettle on, before it fully boils, it still sputters some water out. That is what the acts in the other room is about. So if you think there is a way that there's a way you can fashion it physically so that the whole load of hot water does not come out. I'm trying to use analogy here so that we're not cancelled on YouTube. You will be surprised. Some things will leak out anyway. So you have to be intentional about contraception in order to not end up with a result you are not happy with. So in that sense, understanding a few things here, understanding that it's both of you are equally responsible. It's not just her responsibility and it's not just his responsibility. If you as a woman are comfortable in having a device fitted, go talk, make sure your doctor does the due diligence to make sure it's the right device for you. And then for you, uncle, it's not you being kind or benevolent to her. You also looking at your options. And yes, it would restrict you from having children whilst you have it done, but it's reversible because that's another thing I think a lot of people think long term, what if the marriage doesn't work out?
Or
Or
what if reverse? Oh no. I what I always hear is that what if the wife dies? Uncle, why do you
exactly.
have to be so negative? Well, having said that, I feel that the risk for men is way lower than the risk for women.
Sissy, you'll be surprised though. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised because back
Because a lot
to
of them think that
the right thing.
they actually cut off an extra bit. They do not.
They do not. They do not.
But I think the risk is lower than for women because the men do not put on weight. They don't bloat.
Yes,
They
but
don't need plastic.
some men,
Besides
and once again, wait now, see.
the
Wait.
fear of what if.
No, but some men feel very sensitive in that area long
Sensitive
after
is
it's gone.
different from, but sensitive is different from your body changing. You're putting on weight. You're looking.
It's not that difficult. No,
You're
see,
expecting.
okay, so this is where we need to be fair on both sides. What affects you as a woman?
Me, I
You
want to
are.
be devil's advocate. I want to be devil's. I don't want to be fair. You be fair. Me, I want to be devil's advocate. I'm speaking for all my sisters.
Okay, me that I am being fair. You need to realize what you see as a problem, they might not see as a problem, and vice
And
versa.
vice versa. So what I
Excellent.
see as a problem is not a problem for you. That doesn't mean it's not a problem.
True, but the point is, it's their problem, not yours, right?
Well, the point is, it's my problem, not theirs. And
We
if we're
should
going to play
have
that
discussed.
way, and if we're going to play that way, then
It's your problem.
if we're going to play that way, then whatever the woman chooses to do with her body is her problem.
No, but you can't do that because in the
Exactly.
context of marriage,
Exactly.
you own
So
each other, so to
on
speak.
table and let us discuss.
That is, you see, that's, you know what, that's the conclusion. Let us sit down and discuss. What is yours is not just yours. It affects me as well, and vice versa. So you need to have a very intentional and very pragmatic conversation about things like this. It's not easy having a very what's the word? Unbiased view, because whatever the conclusion is affects one of your bodies, whether it is hers or his. So the question is, who is ready to take on the responsibility of this situation? But anyways, on that note, once again, disclaimers for everyone listening, we're not medical experts. What we're just saying is consult each other first and decide what to do and make sure your medical expert thoroughly investigates what's right for you, either as a man or as a woman, and then proceed. But yes, COVID, we're not in the era of COVID anymore. So the COVID babies are here. We are happy to see them because they're precious life and we celebrate with anyone with a COVID baby. But yeah, going forward, It's up to you. We're not in your business. We're just talking our own. And of course, we have had our conversation with our husbands. We're not sharing what we've done, but we have done something. So yeah, that's it. So that's my own conclusion. Please do not forget to like and subscribe. Sissy, do you want to close us out?
We are on TikTok. Please join us. Follow us on TikTok. Like, subscribe, comment. Let us know what you think we can improve on or remove. Also, we'll be having live sessions on TikTok. We have just not fixed the day, but we will be having live sessions, maybe with Uncle Sue, maybe not, but just generally just gisting. So you can come on there, gift us if you want to, but just tell us how you feel. Just talk. It might not even be a face-to-face thing, but you can join us on TikTok as well. But we're going to be there, and you can join us at Two Nigerian Women on TikTok. We are on YouTube as well, wherever you're listening to us. I think we have other podcast platforms that we are on. I think we're on Spotify.
Yes, we're on Amazon Music. We're on iTunes. We are on most major streaming platforms. So for those who don't like to watch, please tell them they can listen. So thank you so much. Have a blessed day, blessed week, wherever you're at when you listen to this. And we will see you on the next episode.
Yes. Have an amazing week and talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.